one verse for a start, then we're kind of going to wander around a bit. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, if you would. Actually, I probably read 5 or 6 verses here, but 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I want to begin in verse 26. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And what I want to talk about this morning is about the call of God. And what we're going to find out, as if you guys didn't already know, is the calling of God is directly tied to his choice. For ye see your calling, brethren, how not many wise men, not many wise men, not after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Your calling, but God hath chosen. It's not our choice, it's his choice. Now, there are two types of calling mentioned in the scripture, and this is generally accepted by a lot of people who know grace. By people who don't know grace, sometimes not so much. They're called, they're labeled, let's put it that way, the general call and the effectual call. Now, there are some good reasons for this distinction. One of the reasons is the world, and us as a lot of the religious world, doesn't understand that there are two types of call. They only know one. They think the general call is all there is. Or the gospel preached. The gospel call is told. That's the only call the world, and by that I do mean the religious world, up to and including most fundamentalists. That's all they teach and that's all they believe is the general call. Because they believe that God calls all men equally. Because that's the only fair way to do it. Well, they're wrong. That's not the only call. They believe that the call is the same to every single son of Adam. Now, they're partially correct because the general call is to all men. It is indiscriminate. We are to preach the gospel to all the world. And it's happened. We are to preach the gospel indiscriminately. The sower is to sow seed. Period. The sower is not plowing the ground. The sower is not. He's just throwing the seed out. And according to that parable, the seed falls on good ground and on bad ground. The sower's not making the ground acceptable. He's just sowing seed. Excuse me. Now, an example of the general call. It's found in Acts 17:30. Now, I'm not going to turn there. I'm just going to read it. Where it says, and the times of this ignorance God winked at. But now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. He does. Jesus Christ sent out his disciples. Now, this was a bit particular at that time, and I'm not going to get into it, but he told them, don't go to the Gentiles. He says, you go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel and preach the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he also told him to heal the sick and all that other stuff that I can't do. That's an example of the general call. People going out and saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus Christ is come. The gospel is to be preached indiscriminately to everyone. Now, the problem that most people have with this is that's the only call they know. See, they teach, they think, they believe that preachers preach and men then, end quote, make their decision for Jesus. And that's the end of it. Or not. What they fail to understand and they cannot comprehend is that there are two different types of call. What they call, what we call the general call, and they call the gospel call, and the effectual call. And the main difference is in the names. I got to thinking about it last night, is the general call is not effectual. And the opposite is also true because the effectual call is not general. And see, this is the part where we leave the fundamentalists and the religious world behind. Because the effectual call is not general. Matter of fact, the effectual call is never general. Because the major difference between the two calls comes from the fact of from whom the call comes. The general call comes from a man. And it can come in spoken form, it can come in written form. This book, you can read it. The true preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ is a general call. The gospel call, even the true gospel, preached perfectly by a preacher totally led by the Holy Spirit, has never saved anyone. It's a general call because it goes out indiscriminately. Now, I do believe, and I've heard this argued at me, let's just put it that way, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It is. It indeed is. But the scripture doesn't stop there. Preachers stop there. People arguing with you, they'll stop there every time. I guarantee it. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Yes, it is. Keep going. Unto everyone that believeth. The gospel is not the power of God unto salvation to everyone who doesn't believe. Paul wrote that part too. Unto everyone that believeth. The Jew first and also the Greek. That's pretty much everybody. Jews and Gentiles. They leave out the part on Hebrews 4 where Paul wrote that, the gospel was preached unto us and unto them. But it didn't profit them. Meaning it did profit us. But it didn't profit them because it was not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. The gospel doesn't bring faith. The gospel doesn't give faith. The general call doesn't give faith. Faith actually comes from another call. Believing comes from another call. Well, what about that scripture? For many are called, but few are chosen. Well, many are called. They are. But the difference is that few are chosen. For you see your calling, brethren, how not many, but God hath chosen. God hath chosen not many. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way. How many find it? Few. Few find it. Why? But God hath chosen. Christ said that. Many are called, but few are chosen. Now, I did get on the internet yesterday and a little bit this morning because I know, I just got up on Google search and you type in general call and effectual call. And maybe there's stuff comes up. And this is for actually people who do believe in two different types of call. The problem I had with the one I was looking at, now this is, I don't know about most of them because Lord mercy, there was a page of stuff come up this long. But the one I did look at, they are teaching, and it actually says it written in there, that the effectual call makes the general call effective. I don't think that's right. They're saying that the effectual call takes the general call and makes it work because the Holy Spirit comes and it works with the gospel and then people answer. And that part of it is true in a manner of speaking, but because I believe that the general call and the effectual call can happen nearby the same time. People can hear the effectual call from God at the time the gospel is being preached. But the general call is still general. The effectual call is not. It's specific. I believe it takes the effectual call of God to make someone to answer the general call, to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the effectual call is not giving power to the gospel being preached. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. The gospel is the savor of life unto life for some. And for others, it's the savor of death unto death. And if you're saying that it takes, that the effectual call makes the general call effective, that's awfully close to gospel regeneration. Because, I mean, does that mean that you have to be in church in order to be saved? I mean, that's what it sort of sounds like. In order for, I'm not going to go any further on that. But after the effectual call, the gospel is heard and believed and loved and, to the best of our ability, followed. Now, there are some characteristics of the effectual call. The effectual call is particular. The effectual call is efficient. And the effectual call is powerful. It's not general. Paul calls it the heavenly calling. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. He calls it the heavenly calling because that's where it comes from. And who does the calling? As I said before, that's the difference between the general call and the effectual call. The general call, it's a man calling. Either in written form or in spoken form, it's a man calling. But in the effectual call, it's Jesus Christ who calls. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen. God hath chosen. Now I want to show you one example to start with here. Luke chapter 15. This, to me, is an example of the effectual call. Luke chapter 15, verse 1. Then drew near him, unto him, is Jesus Christ, all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured. That's what happens when sinners show up. Righteous people murmur. Or people who think they're righteous murmur. Saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which needeth no repentance. Now, you might say, I didn't hear any calling in that story. That's right, you didn't. But the effectual call is the work of Christ, the Good Shepherd. This is an illustration of the work of the effectual call of Christ. Because what did the sheep do in this story? Nothing. The only thing the sheep did was be lost. That's it. Now the sheep was lost, and the sheep may not even have known he was lost. But the shepherd knew. Because it was his sheep. It doesn't matter whether the sheep knew or not. The shepherd knew. The shepherd knew he had a sheep and it wasn't at home. And the shepherd wanted his sheep home and secured. So he went out looking for it. He found it. He picked it up and he carried it back. And that sheep was at home. The lost sheep is found and it's brought back into the fold and it can go in and out and find pasture. because of the work of the shepherd. Man, that sounds like a good shepherd. The good shepherd calls his sheep by name. That's the effectual call. And they follow him. That's the effectual call. The good shepherd calls his sheep by name. I was going to pick at that. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. That's John chapter 10, verse 14. As the Father knoweth me, even so I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Back in verse 11, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 3, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. The effectual call is the call of Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. The sheep don't have anything to do with this call. They just get it. This is not the work of Christ, is not taking something of man and making it effective. This is something totally different. This is the voice of God. Jesus Christ, who is God, calling his people by name, his sheep by name. And they follow him. Now the best one, I'm going to say, I've saved for last. Just for a little bit. Because of this verse, the people therefore that was with him when he called, Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead, bear record. Lesson 12. John chapter 11 is where we have the account of Lazarus. Now, to me, it seems a little suspicious that that comes right after the good shepherd calls his sheep by name in John 10. I get the feeling he might have been trying to make a point here. And I hope I can get it. Most people know the account. And I know you people do. Lazarus died. Jesus had heard of Lazarus being sick and had waited around. Then Lazarus died. Then Jesus came. And he actually said unto them plainly in verse 14, Lazarus is dead. That's our state before the effectual call. We're dead, alien trespassers. Sinners who are enemies of God. Now Lazarus is physically dead. Christ comes, talks to Martha, says, thy brother's going to rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise in the resurrection at the last day. Christ said, no, you're not getting the point. I am the resurrection. Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said, yes, Lord. I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And they went to the tomb. And Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind and caused that even this man should have not died? Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, because he's been dead for 4 days. Christ said, roll away the stone anyway. Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? That's what we're going to see here. The glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Jesus Christ said a lot of the things he said for our benefit, so that we'd have a record of it. And for the people that heard it right there. And for everyone who read it after the disciples. Those who believe because of the words you've written. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, but he came forth. And his face was bound about with a napkin, but he came forth. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. That's the effectual call. Life from the death. That's a picture of the effectual call. It is the work of God. Jesus Christ calling by name. Lazarus. Earl said it before. Walter said it before. I'll say it. It's specific. His voice raises the dead. And he could have raised them all, but he chose not to, Mason. He chose to raise this one single, particular, specific individual. He called him by name. That's the effectual call. Life from the dead. It comes from God. And not from man. The reason I got to thinking about this is, you know, last week I talked about 15 verses of people singing 15 verses of Just As I Am. Well, the other one they sing, and it come to mind, and I don't know why I was, and I actually looked that up too. Y'all are gonna get mad at me for this, but softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. I have sung the song, and I'm sorry. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? That's what the world thinks of the call of God. That's wrong. Matter of fact, it's dead wrong. Now, when Jesus Christ told that parable of the shepherd going out for his sheep, you didn't hear any calling. But there was an effect. And here, when he gives the example of it here, and he says it, he did it in a loud voice. Lazarus, come forth. That sheep that the shepherd finds hears the shepherd's voice. And that voice means life for the lost sheep. And if you look back, actually, in the Gospels, where he talks about sending his disciples, he sent them after the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I'm sorry, but there is no good news for any goat that's out there. There is no good news for any cattle that is not a sheep. He is the one who judges between cattle and cattle. And there's the sheep on his hand, on the right hand. And there's everything else on the left. And the difference is, God hath chosen the calling. He calls his sheep by name. He's not asking anybody to do anything. He's not pleading with anybody, you or me. He said one word, Lazarus. Then he gave an order, a command. It wasn't a request, it wasn't a suggestion. Come forth! And Lazarus came forth. The good shepherd calls his sheep by name and they follow him. He's not pleading and he's not asking them to follow. They follow him. Now they may stumble, they may fall. We may trip and fall on our face. But he has promised we will not be utterly cast down. But we follow. Believers follow because Christ said so. The effectual call is not a request. The effectual call has the authority and power of Jesus Christ, who is God, and it is effective. I don't have any power. He has all power. And I'm going to tell you what. When the good shepherd calls your name, you will come alive. You will be alive. And that's where I got into the discussion at the little store. If God gives you something, you've got it. If he calls your name, you're going to be alive even though you may not know it yet. And if he says, come forth, you're coming forth. He says, follow me, you're going to follow him. Because his word has authority. His word has power. His word creates a new creature. It's not the gospel that does that. No matter who preaches it. It's his word. Now because of that word, his word, my attitude toward the gospel changed. I couldn't give two flips for the gospel before. Wouldn't give you 2 cents for it. Did my best to stay out of church as much as possible. And now I'm not here often enough. I'd like to be here more. that's because I believe Jesus Christ called me by name and changed me. Now, this fellow that I was reading that said about the effectual call makes the general call effective, he got down to the bottom. He said the effectual call reverses the effects of the fall. I don't think that's right either. No. It gives you something more. But the old man's still there. We live with it every day. The effectual call does not do away with the old man. It creates the new man. And it gives you a warfare where there wasn't one before, Mason. I never had many problems until I learned the gospel and believed it. I was made alive. And now you find a war in your members. I didn't have that problem before. But I don't mind. But I'm looking forward to the time when I won't have it again. Because when he comes and I awaken his likeness, when I'll be changed in a moment in a twinkling of an eye, or whether I'm raised out of the grave, so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then this old man is going to be put away. Then this mortal is going to put on immortality. And then there'll be the end of death for the chosen people of God. And it's all because, but God hath chosen. God hath chosen to call his people by name. And they live. And they follow. And they learn. And they love him. Christ calls. When Christ calls, man answers. When the Holy Spirit calls, man answers. The effectual call is the call of the Lord Jesus Christ. And no one else. And that's it. I just wonder sometimes. See, because I come up on this website, and where they get so much of it right, Mason, and then they get down to the bottom, and they put that little part there that says this reverses the effects of the fall. And it makes you wonder, man, I don't think you got it at all. Because the fall of man resulted in me being dead. Now I am alive. But still, that old man is in there. Paul talking about mortifying the members of your body is right. I just wish people knew Christ. That's all there is to it. That's all I want. Because if you know Christ, you can understand just a little bit of how all of it comes from him. Life, faith, my walk, my will to do of his good pleasure. It all comes from him. Even though the old man's still in there, it all comes from him. The good part, the part that I like, has come from him. part that I don't like is me. And that's the part I want to get rid of. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this time and this place. And for your wonderful Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ, who is the King of glory, who does call his people by name, who does save his people from their sins, who has saved his people from their sins, and is giving life to his people. Thank you. In his name we pray.